I'm Pat. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is March 10th of this year. I've never even shared at a meeting before. So, ever. And my sponsor and his grandfather thought it was funny if I would speak tonight, so bear with me. I first started drinking in high school, just for fun to fit in. Thought it was a cool thing to do. Didn't really fall in love with it right away. I'd say within a couple years after that, once I really got good and drunk, then I fell in love with it. Along with the alcohol came the drug use. It's a big part of my story. But I didn't feel that I had a problem. I felt that everything I did was justified. I didn't see it was actually an issue at all. I was working, I was holding a job, providing for my family, paying bills. So even though I was getting worse and worse, I still didn't see it as a problem. Over the years, I slowly ruined every relationship with every family member I have. I still don't talk to them to this day, pretty much. They all just tried helping me. I kept pushing them all away. I just couldn't accept the fact that my life was unmanageable. I knew I was powerless over it, but unmanageable. I figured providing for my family, paying my bills, working, running a business, that was managing my life. So I didn't see that as how it was a problem, really. As years went by, it got worse and worse, and my wife threatened with divorce and all kinds of stuff. And finally, my wife got the Marchman Act on me. So I took off running out the house with a bag full of clothes, went to my best friend's house, and she OD'd that night right in front of me. So instead of going with her to the hospital and making sure she was all right, I decided to continue doing what we were doing. Didn't call to check on her or anything. So then I thought maybe I had a problem. So that's when my multiple rehab stuff started. I spent the first year of my son's life in and out of treatment centers. And I hated them, every one of them, actually. I walked out of the first five. After a couple weeks, I wouldn't. And I thought they were shit, truthfully. I thought they were pointless. I didn't think it was teaching me anything. So I just kept walking out. And once I went to my last one in Jacksonville, I finally gave it a chance, longer than 10 days, I guess. And started realizing how many character defects I really had and how many problems I really did have in my life. And I had a lot. So I get out. One of my childhood best friends I grew up with was in AA, and I saw how well he was doing, so that attracted me to the program. So that's when I went to my home group, Fourth Dimensions, and I saw the life that he was living, and it inspired me to. He had a family, he was happy, and he was sober. I didn't know how that was possible. I did not think that you could seriously be sober and enjoy life. I didn't know that was possible. I didn't believe that till a few months ago, really. I'm still having trouble with all of it. I'm working on the steps slowly. Well, I don't know how slow, but fast enough, I guess. But I know so far it's definitely changed my life a lot, just this program in general. Just having a wife that's proud to call me her husband, having a son that, when I open the door, runs to me happy, screaming my name instead of running scared, crying, because he was afraid of me, and that never happened until recently. So I owe this program everything, and I'm so grateful for it. I couldn't be happier, and I really owe it all to my sponsor and this program, and that's all I got. Sorry.